campus since we began our church. We've always, you want to give Michael a hand? Go ahead. That's good. We've always considered it a responsibility of our church to reach the University of Florida. Leaders of tomorrow on campus today, 50,000 of them in our backyard, people from over 100 nations. I just think that's a huge responsibility that we have under God and the kingdom to reach those people. And we've, most of the time, we've had a campus outreach. For the last couple of years, we haven't, and Michael resurrected that, raised his own support. But we were so blessed this week to have a team that came from Lakeland, Florida. Y'all know Allie, she came in Winter Haven, and she was here and spoke a few months ago and said, I want to help you with your outreach. I'm going to bring some people and help you. So we had a special outreach. They came up Thursday night. They were out on campus Friday. They had an event which was well turned out. Michael will tell you more details about that. I won't steal his thunder. But on Saturday, it was exciting. I was excited to be there. They had a worship event on Friday night, so it was the first worship event in the new building, and it felt good. I just want to tell you, it felt good to be in there worshiping. But I would just like everybody that came from Winter Haven to stand up. There was a few others that had to go back for today's service tonight, but you just thank them, honor them. They took time off work, they drove, they came here to help us. Isn't that awesome? And it encouraged all of us. It was a great event. Michael's going to tell you more about that. I was really impressed with the turnout, the people that came. In fact, at the prayer meeting, most of you know, we had 21 days of prayer and fasting that ended yesterday, so we had our final prayer meeting. There were people that we haven't seen for years. In fact, between the prayer meeting and the event, I counted three or four people that, you know, we haven't seen for years, but they saw something going on and they came back. And I really felt when we got this building that there would be a lot of those people that didn't want to make the trip to Micanopy that we're going to see come back as soon as we move up there. In fact, they told me that. So, well, we're glad you're here. I want, you know, we'll be back. So it was really neat. It was a great day. It was a great event. I really thank this team, their heart to serve and come, and the others that had to go back. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's just pray a blessing over them. You know, a hundredfold return. They sacrificed to come and impacted our campus, people's lives. You know, there was, seven brand new people from campus that came, and lots of other people that they prayed for. Let's just pray. Lord, I thank you for this team that has come from Winter Haven and sacrificed, because they understand the value of winning souls and making disciples, of changing people's eternal destiny, and they know that it's possible just by us putting out some effort, loving people, touching people, talking to people. I thank you for the sacrifice they made. I ask you to give them back a hundredfold return in every area of life. Bless them, spirit, soul, and body, right now, in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Okay, so what they're going to do, Michael Crames is going to kind of start things off, and then I know Allie's going to be sharing, I think Rebecca and Aaron and different ones, and they're going to show you some slides. So this is going to be really exciting to see what happened yesterday. First of all, thank everybody that helped them set up, but welcome Michael Crames. Come on up, share with us, tell us what's going on.
Awesome. Thanks, Pastor Bill. Isn't he a great pastor? Can we give a hand to Pastor Bill real quick? Well, awesome, guys. Like you said, we had a great... No, that's going to fall off, and that'll make a loud noise. We don't want that. We had a great event, guys. It was a lot of fun. Did great three-day event, and I just love being up here and talking to you guys. I always say this is one of my favorite things to do. I love to speak to you guys, and you guys are such a great church. Y'all look good today, by the way, all of you. You know, you clean up pretty nice, yeah. So one of my favorite things to do is get up here and speak to you guys. And as Pastor Bill was saying, and as many of you know, I did start full-time college ministry at the beginning of this month. It was a long journey to get there, but we got it, praise God. So I've been on the campus all month by myself. So I was really encouraged when this team came, and then also Emily was out there with us as well, and so was Miss Rebecca. So The first day I stepped down there and I was by myself and there's all these people and the devil tries to like condemn you and be like, oh, you're small, you can't do anything out here. And then all these people came along. I'm like, no, we're not small. You know, that was the most encouraged I've been all month. I'm like, yeah, we can do this. Jesus can take this campus. All right, praise God. So I was really encouraged by that. And so we are also in the process of making the college group an official UF organization. So when we do that, that means we can have access to tools on UF and we can rent rooms and like have tables set up and everything. And to do that, we need official UF students. So it turns out Miss Rebecca is a student. So she's now, yeah. So I'm not a student, so I can't be the president. So she's the president of the, so you guys all have permission to call her President Rebecca now. From now on, you refer to her as President Rebecca. So we're in the process of getting that going. It's kind of a long process, but we're getting that going. So we're going to have an even bigger presence on campus in the coming months. But like Pastor Bill said, we wanted to start off. I mean, we've had a college group for about a year now, but now as it's full time, we want to start off the full time with a big event. And Allie was here several weeks back. How many of you were here and heard her speak? Wasn't she great when she did that? Yeah, She teamed up with Miss Rebecca and our church, and they're like, we want to come down. She was really excited. I'm not going to steal her thunder. She might talk a little bit about that. But she was really excited and wanted to help us out and get there on the ground level. So we planned this whole event to where we'd be on campus Friday, and then we had a big event on Saturday to invite them all to. So it went really well. And the reason we're doing it this way, where I'm talking and then Allie's talking a little bit, is because we wanted, one, to tell you how amazing it was, but to encourage you guys. Okay, we want to show what happens when you get out into your community and share the love of Jesus Christ with people. Because initially that's a scary thing, isn't it? You don't want to do that. But when you hear testimonies about how amazing it was and how exciting it was, and guys, we're like Pastor Bill said, we're almost in that building. You know, it's not years away, it's not months away, we're weeks away at this point. And they were all saying when they were down here, like, this is such a good location. This is such a good place. You know, like, you're just by the campus, and it's not just the campus. There's housing developments around there, and if you look around, there's no other churches right there. We're like the only church in that area. So God has really blessed us, so we thought this would be a great opportunity to get you guys excited. I got a scripture here, Mark 16:15. This was Jesus' last words to his disciples before he went on to heaven. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's what we're doing. That's what we did on campus this week. And again, it wasn't us. We weren't so smart. We didn't sit down with people and then convince them that Jesus is right logically. Because that's not the way we came to know Christ, is it? Did someone sit you down and say, spell out the whole Bible and say, here's this, and this, and then spell out all science and you in your head, you're like, yeah, that makes sense, I'll do that. Or was it the love of God in the person, or were you at a church and you felt the love of God touching your heart that way? That's how God ministers to people. You don't have to know everything. And so in John 14:12, up here, this is Jesus talking again. It said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And Jesus did some awesome works, didn't he? Jesus did some awesome things. And that same power that Jesus had is inside each and every one of us. So thank God we don't have to logically explain God to people. Because, one, if we could logically explain God, he wouldn't be God, would he? Because God is above us. He's not someone you can logically explain. But it's the power of God, the love of God. That's what touches people, is the love of Jesus Christ that's in them. So that's all you got to do. You might say, well, I'm scared. I don't know how to preach like you. Well, you're not supposed to preach like us. So think of it this way. Well, first of all, we just ended our 21 days of prayer and fasting, right? Now, how many of you love food and maybe you are fasting food and you already know in your head how you're going to break the fast tonight? You've been thinking about it the whole time. I'm going to go to this restaurant. I'm going to order this thing. I'm going to get this thing, and then I'm going to have, and then I'll just dump ice cream on top of it. You've got it all planned out. So I think of sharing God, like, have you ever been to a restaurant before, and you just love the restaurant, and when you finish, you said, I got to tell someone about this restaurant. I got to tell them. And some of you even go further. You not only you sit them down, like, look, here's this restaurant, and you tell them exactly what to order. He's like, you get the baked ziti, And some of you go even further. They don't have this on the menu, but there's something you need to order. Slip the waitress a $5 bill and ask for Tito, and he'll make you this, and it'll be great. And you've got it all figured out. You've got it all figured out. Well, that's how I see sharing the love of Jesus. You say, well, I can't preach to people. That's all right. You just tell them about the church. You're like, oh, you got to get this church, man. You got to come to this church. You got to hear this guy, Pastor Bill, man. He's such a good speaker. It changed my life when I came. And then it's the preacher's job to preach to him at that point when you get him to church. So, but then, you know, we work on your boldness and stuff later. So it's just a really exciting opportunity. And I got a couple slides I want to show you real quick up here. You want to put that first one up. So this is the first worship service in the new building. Look at that. And there's a good amount of people there, isn't there? And even with the walls, actually, I was telling Pastor Bill, like, I kind of like the echo with the just cement floor in there. It sounded good. I was like, maybe we should keep that. No, we're not gonna keep that cement floor, and we're gonna have better chairs than that. But the Holy Spirit was there when we were praying. Like, you could just feel it. It was awesome. So, guys, I can't wait till you get to go in that church and worship in there, because that was really good. And we had Pastor Sean's not here. He was the one preaching that night. He had an awesome message. So I wish everyone could have been there. And some people told me, man, I wanted to be a part of it, but I couldn't get off work. Don't worry, we're going to do it again. This isn't the only time we're going to do it, and we're going to have more time to plan it out next time. You want to put the next slide up there. And then, yeah, check that out, worshiping in that new building. So, by the way, that's the new building if you haven't seen inside of it. So imagine carpet and walls and stuff. So that's going to be the new building. All right, so we're very excited about that. So I don't want to take too much more time, and we're going to have Allie come up. She's got some encouraging words for us about what happened. So go ahead and give Allie a round of applause. Here we go. Take it away.
What is up, Victory Church? How are you guys? I'm excited to be here. I was just with you guys a couple months ago, but you probably don't know that because, like, everybody's made a point of mentioning to me that they have no idea who I am because I changed my hair a lot. But it's me. Surprise. Yeah, we had such a cool time being here with you guys and having the opportunity to be a part of this outreach. And first and foremost, I really just want to thank Pastor Bill and Miss Rebecca for having us and for hosting us. And also to Michael's family, Miss Brenda and Mr. Carl, thank you so much. That was awesome. I know our guys had a great time. I heard a lot about your breakfast. Like a lot. Like they don't stop talking about your breakfast. So, yeah, they were spoiled. That was great. And us girls had a phenomenal time. I don't think I've laughed this much in a really long time. I shared with you guys the last time I was here in October that if you make yourself busy about that which concerns God, he will make himself busy about that which concerns you. And what's phenomenal is I've witnessed it time and time again with doing missions work, with doing outreach. Anytime that a team comes to partner with another ministry for the purpose of kingdom building, the Lord always rewards richly. And I have been so encouraged by the ministry and just the love that I've seen happen in my team. So on behalf of our young adults pastor, I want to say to the church as a whole, we really can't thank you enough for allowing us to come and to be a part of what you guys are doing in this season. It's so exciting. We went out on campus Friday, and we were passing out flyers and giving people information about the pavilion and about the outreach that we were going to do on Saturday. And it was really a cool experience for us because we have a really small college in our town, a community college. And we've done one outreach with them before, and it was really great. But this is a whole different ball game for our team. And, you know, we were nervous and learning how to talk to people and learning how to approach people. That's all part of what goes into it. But I will, if I could just brag on them for a minute, I will say they are nothing if not dedicated. I'm proud of you guys. I love you guys. But it's so funny because you hear the term blood, sweat, and tears all the time. You know, blood, sweat, and tears went into this. And I don't know about sweat because it was freezing outside. And if anybody cried, it was only happy tears. But I will say at one point, everybody kind of, all of the students on campus kind of went to class all at the same time. And there was a little bit of a lull where we were like, there's nobody out here that we haven't passed out flyers to. And so we're standing around and I'm looking around and I'm like, there's people in the blood mobile. But we can't just walk in there. We have to go in there for a reason. So, like, two other people were like, we'll do it. So so when we ran out of people to talk to, we went into the Bloodmobile and started sharing about Victory Church. And I said, you know, maybe you're not in college, but they have service at 10:30 on Sunday morning, and you should really come, and which is really cool. I actually found out I can't give blood because I travel internationally to certain places where I'm not able to do it. But Nico, hey, props to you, big guy. You still have the bandage on your arm? No, you took it off. Yeah, he put more into it than anybody else in this group. He stayed in there giving blood. But the whole time that we were in there, you know, getting the paperwork done and everything, we were able to talk to people. And before I found out that I can't give blood, I was, you know, getting my iron level tested or whatever it is that they have you do. And the guy who was in there working on me, I was sharing with him about the church and what you guys are doing on campus and about Michael and about, like, you know, how this is really just grassroots and ground floor of what God is doing. And he just, like, stopped and, like, set his paperwork down, and he looked at me and he goes, man, thank you so much. Like, thank you for being here, but thank you for telling me. And he said, this is really amazing. He said, I feel encouraged that there are people who really are on campus just for no other reason than that they just care about people and they want to love people. He's like, ah, that really makes me feel better. I've been feeling a little bit discouraged. It just makes me feel better to know that you're here. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, that's really cool. But then beyond that, more than just our presence on campus, what that guy was registering in his spirit was the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because how many of you know that if you are a believer and you are filled with the Spirit of God, that where you go, he goes. When you walk, he walks. When you talk, he talks. And I believe that on campus, with this campus ministry, with Pavilion, you guys are getting ready to see some amazing, amazing things. And if I could just share, I shared this last night with some of the leadership team, but I'm really humbled and really incredibly honored. And I know as I talk to my team that's here today and the three that had to go back earlier, they all feel the same way. We feel like the Lord, for some reason, allowed us to get in on the ground floor of something enormous that is just starting to open up here in this area. And we're really all kind of amazed at the gravity of really just the honor that the Lord has laid upon Victory Church and upon Michael and upon Pastor Bill and Miss Rebecca to sort of spearhead this thing. Because I shared this as well. I see in my heart as I pray for you guys that Victory Church is not a church that has people in it who are called to campus ministry. I see it as a church that the Lord has raised up for the purpose of campus ministry. And so I want you to be encouraged, because God would not have given this great of a responsibility to people that he thought couldn't handle it. But it's not in and of your own ability that you minister. It's not in and of your own ability that you win souls. It's not in and of your own ability that you do anything, but it's by the Spirit of Almighty God. How many of you are thankful that we serve a God that doesn't empower us or enable us based on our own qualifications or our own experiences or what we haven't experienced, but based solely on his mercy and on his goodness and on his love for us and on his love for people? I'm telling you, If the Lord only allowed people to do cool things who were really cool and really spiritual, there's not a chance that I'd be standing up here holding a microphone. Like, not a chance, not a chance, not a chance. If you guys only knew. Oh my gosh. But anyway, I just really wanted to say that and to share that we are grateful to you, and we love you guys. I love the partnership between our two churches. And on behalf of our young adults pastor, who wasn't able to be here this morning, and also our lead pastor at Winter Haven Worship Center, Pastor Jeff Connor. We love you so much, and we're just honored to be a part. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Can you guys see why I was so encouraged to have them out there with me now? Yeah, they're very encouraging, and I believe also God's going to bless your church too as well. We don't, you know, as Victory Church, we, like Pastor Bill said, we play a blessing on your church. You guys are going to grow too. God's got great things in store for you, and we just see your heart, so that's awesome. Yeah, praise God. Like Allie was saying, thank God it's not, people aren't after what's up in here. Like, you're not after your knowledge, your mind. Thank God they're after what's in here, what's in your heart. And we have the love of Jesus Christ inside of us, and that's what works through us. So we have a couple more testimonies. Aaron, you want to make your way up here? Aaron's an awesome guy. You saw him lead in worship up here a second ago. And I asked some people, like, who wants to give some testimonies? And Aaron's like, oh, me. You know, he was very, very excited about it. So, Aaron, let us know what was on your heart and what was going on.
Well, first thing I want to go ahead and say is I want to thank the people that have housed us over the past 2 or 3 days. And, man, I'm trying to get...
Oh.
I want you guys to realize how important ministry is. And I'm a Florida State fan. I'm not supposed to say this. They told me
we'll pray for you later. We'll pray for you later.
But you guys are already laying hands on me. But I came up into this expecting to be able to help people, and halfway through it I realized that we're helping ourselves as well. And in the exchange of actually going out onto the campus and reaching out to different people and stuff like that, I mean, we've done it before with community colleges and with other people like that, but for us to go out onto a university campus and just talk with people is just amazing. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that we started bringing to our group when it came to towards like praying towards each other and stuff like that is we really want to get across the image of how important it is to be able to just love people. And, you know, we look at this building right now, it's a church. Every church is different. You have a church that could be a little bit different than others as far as, like, music and random stuff like that. But the main message that we need to bring across to other people, college students and older people and families, and the reason why churches grow is because people see the love that's inside of us. Mm-hmm. And we can begin to be able to share with other people and say, hey, listen, you're not so different from me. You know, I may be a Florida State fan, you may be a University of Florida fan, but you know what? God loves you just the same. And as hard as it was to say that, but I said, one of the coolest things that I got to see was our youth pastor. He's a very energetic person, and he loves to be able to get up in your face and tell you, you know, exactly how he feels about certain situations or whatever. But he kind of takes things hard. So if he were to go up to you and he has a ticket, right? And he wants to give you an invitation to a church thing. I believe there was one time that I was following behind him, and he went to give out an invitation. And the person was like, oh, no, thank you. He's like, oh, okay, all right. And he's like, well, have a good day. And then the next person, the same person did that as well. And I believe there was like 3 people that denied it, and he was sitting there, and he's like, whew, just kind of like took a breath for a second. But out of a campus of 55,000 people, we were able to take a group of about 10 people out there and make an impact. And even if some people weren't, you know, wanting the flyers and stuff like that, we still put a seed in that person. And a lot of times we think that we need to have a big revival to be able to bring people in, or we need to open up scripture and show you 20 or 30 different scriptures as far as, like, why we believe what we believe. But really, somebody wants you to walk up to them and just say, listen, I've got your back. Whatever you're going through right now, I'm going to be there for you. Amen. And I think that that's the lesson that a lot of us learned as well. Is that just by going there and saying, listen, like, I'm not going to get super deep with you as far as, like, scripture and stuff like that. I just want to let you know that if there's somebody in this world that you feel like you can talk to, I want you to feel like you can talk to us. And I also believe the fact that, you know, we come from Winter Haven, Florida. It's a lot smaller than Gainesville is. But we all have the same mission. We all believe that God is great, that God is good. And if you had something in your life that you felt like was so important, that you knew everybody would need to know, why would you keep it to yourself? And so I'm really excited about this journey that you guys are on right now. As Ali said yesterday, it's not a small journey, it's a huge journey. But it's gonna take people willing to say, I'm willing to go above and beyond what I'm doing right now and give you everything that I have. And that's what life is about. You know, it's about community, it's about family, it's about friendship, it's about showing others the love of Christ. And the only way that we can do that is if we allow ourselves to be worked on ourselves through God and to be able to show his love. So that's what we learned this week.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Isn't it awesome when you get to team up with other people who love Jesus Christ as much as you? That's what the church is for. Remember, there's not just one church. There's not multiple churches. There's only one church, okay? Doesn't matter where they are or what football team they like the most. There's still the church of Jesus Christ. And now I'm going to ask Miss Rebecca. She has a good testimony she wants to give. Here you go.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord that I can be a part of what God's doing today, because 41 years ago, I was walking around that campus with people. I lived right across the street praying for God to pour out his spirit on that campus. And just all of us, you know, we just walk around and declare God's word. And we thought, oh, revival's coming to this campus this year, you know. Next year, 5 years. Well, and then I moved to California and lived there for 10 years. And who would have thought that all these years later, I'm back there as a student at 63 years old. And that's a miracle in itself. But I just want to thank the Lord that I'm able to be a part of that. I just know that he set this up. I love all these kids. I'm ready to adopt them all. They're so precious, and they've been such a blessing. But, you know, the Bible says, Lord, teach us to number our days. And I really feel that even, you know, all of us, no matter how old we are, here I am at 63. Those years have flown by. It's like, and here I am. And that's the way it's going to be when we stand before the Lord someday. And so, like, that life just went like that. So whatever we do to invest into the kingdom of God, whatever we do to get to know the Lord, and whatever we do to help other people come to know the Lord, that's what counts. And mentioned this earlier. The most important thing in the world to me and should be to all Christians is the kingdom of knowing God first and then the kingdom of God and doing whatever he wants us to do. And we all have a different mission. We all have a different call. We have different gifts. But just like the prophet Isaiah said in the Bible, we should all come before the Lord. I do all the time say, God, here I am. Send me. Send me to wherever you want me to go. Help me do whatever you want me to do. And I just got to tell you one quick testimony. I had met somebody at the bookstore the other day, waiting in line for a book. And this beautiful girl, about this tall, her name is, I won't give you her name. But anyway, she's an international student from China. She has no religious background, sweetest person. She is going to become a cardiac surgeon. And so when we were there the other day, because I have all online classes this semester, I said, you know, let me meet you, you know, we'll get together. And she is so full of amazing wisdom and riches. And I'm getting ready to have a small group for women in leadership, I hope, this semester. And I just want everybody to come, or just leadership group. And she wants to come. I want her to share, and because, you know, she has no religious background. She's not religious at all. She never has been. But the riches inside of her, I want to tap into. I was floored at some of the things she was saying. And I know that I told her I was a Christian, and I know the Lord's going to allow me to really love her with the love of the Lord. And there's so many opportunities everywhere we go, all of us, every day, to be able to reach out to people, embrace them in a sense, you know, to care about them. I think what started off the conversation is, oh, you're an international student. Is everything going okay? You know, here's my phone number. Call me if you ever need anything. That was my strategy. I just want to be here to bless somebody like that. And I think we can all do that to our neighbors, our friends, people we run into. And so I want to thank Michael. I'm just really blessed by how wonderful he's been putting all this together. And, you know, all of us, we put our part in, but, you know, really by the grace of God, this has all come together. We're planning another outreach in the fall. We're going to plan it way ahead of time. They said they want to come and bring a bunch more people because these people got work off. There were a bunch more people that wanted to come that couldn't get work off at the last minute. On their own dime, they come down here. So pray for them, pray for us, and we're, by the grace of God, going to take that campus for the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we got some fired up people today, don't we? Well, I got a couple pictures of the events for you guys who couldn't be there. You want to put that first one up for us? Here we are playing some volleyball. I set it up at the new church, and it was kind of on the side. There's a big property along the side of that church. So we had a lot of fun. There's a couple new faces there that came from the campus. You want to put the next one up there? Okay, so this is the ninja course we were on. That's Brad. Do you like his? I like his posture and his stance. That's why Brad got on Ninja Warrior, the show, because he's got such good posture and like that. So I had it set up so people would do a balance obstacle course, and then they had to stand on this balance beam and throw a PVC pipe through that tire like a javelin. So if you want to put the next one up there, here's the next guy throwing it right there. And I won't tell you his name. That's a new guy that we met on campus. Also, his face is facing away, so that works perfect, so we don't embarrass anybody. But we met him on campus, and he turns out he's a zoology student, and I was a zookeeper. And he likes doing Ninja Warrior stuff, and I was a Ninja Warrior. So he came out, he's like, I really like this. He's like, I don't have many friends to hang out with, and he just loved hanging out with us. So I'll be following up with him for sure. I'm gonna put the next picture up there. And that's Aaron, by the way. Aaron, look at that shot, right in there. Okay, we had like a healthy rivalry going on, see who could get through the course fastest. Brad's holding his hands up. It was Brad who had the fastest time. Okay, but Griffin had it for a while. Okay, and Griffin's never been on the show before, so he gets that extra points right there. You want to put the next one up? Look at Dakota go, man. Look at Dakota hopping across those things. They get the bounce thing across. You want to put the next one up there? There's me flying through the air like that. So, and I think we got another one up there. There was just lots of people showing up. It was fun. Here we are just hanging out and talking, and we had new people. We were talking to them. They were just loving us, and that's how you share the love of Jesus. If you're wondering what ministry is, this is what ministry is. It's not getting in their face and telling them blah, 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 blah. It's just showing the love of Jesus to people. You want to put the next one up there? Hey, we're playing a game, ninja game. There's a new guy right there as well. We're having a good time. Next one. And here's the whole crew right there that was out there. Yeah, praise God. Well, guys, I hope this encouraged you. I know it encouraged me. And we're getting ready to end the service here. But maybe you're new here and you hear us talking about Jesus and the love of God and all that. And, you know, what's that all about? It's just that when the love of Jesus is in you, okay, it just flows out of you. The love of Jesus is too much to hold in your heart. And you're not better than anybody else. You're not smarter than anybody else. All it is you've got the great God of the universe who cared about you so much, okay, that he sent his only son to the earth to die on the cross for our sins to forgive us. Because that's who God is. He's not a mean God. He's not mad at you, okay? He loves you. He cares about you. That's the God we serve, okay? And that's why we do this. That's why people take off work. That's why I spent 3 months raising funding so I could do this full time. That's why Pastor Bill started the church and my parents and everyone else in here who give so much of your time. People gave so much of their time to make these events happen, to make that church. That's why we're building the church. It's because there's just too much love of God inside of us. We can't keep it to ourselves. We can't keep it right here. It's got to flow out of us. So, guys, did you get anything out of this message today? Did you enjoy all that? Okay, well, let's pray. Father God, thank you so much. Like Allie said, thank you so much that you chose us, Lord Jesus. The fallible people that we are, the mistakes that we've made, you still chose us, Lord Jesus. And I pray for everyone this week, this would be the best week of their lives. I pray for the Winter Heaven team as they go home that you'd bless them, that you just pour out a blessing for all they gave this week and everyone else who served. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you're going to do. And right now I want to ask you a question. We never end a service without asking this question. If you were to die tonight, you know for sure that you would go to heaven. Well, you might say, oh, I think so. I hope so. I don't know for sure. How can anyone know for sure? Well, the Bible says you can know for sure. The Bible says, I write these things to you, little children, that you may know that you have eternal life. What does that mean? That means you have to be born again. Someone asked Jesus about that once, and he said you have to be born again. That means there comes a time in your life where you surrender yourself to God, ask him to forgive your sins, and he comes and lives in your heart and makes you into a new person. So if you've never done that before, in just a second, I'm going to give you a chance to do that. All I'm going to ask you to do is raise your hand. Everyone's eyes are going to be closed. No one's going to be looking around, but it's between you and God. But just as a signal of your faith, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and we'll lead you in a prayer. But I have another question. Maybe you've done that before in the past. Okay, but you know right now you're not where you need to be with God and you want to rededicate your life today. So in just a second, if either of those things apply to you, you want to give your life to God for the first time or you want to rededicate your life with every head bowed and every eye closed, raise your hand right now if that's something you want to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, praise God. You can put your hands down. Anybody else? Anybody else? Just a couple more seconds. Okay, let's lead those who've raised their hands in a prayer, and let's all pray it with them. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. I can't save myself. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He died on the cross for my sins, and God raised you from the dead. Lord Jesus, I open my heart and invite you to come in. Forgive me of my sins and make me into the person you want me to be. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, right now, I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. Give the Lord praise. People just got born again and birthed into the kingdom of God.